Friends, have you been feeling like your mind needs to be protected lately?
That's our topic today as we continue with the armor of God and your praise and prayer requests. 877-7, let's pray. It's time to pray. Let's get ready.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Pray. Friends, it is the place where you don't have to pray alone. It's a sentence that means a little bit more lately in the name of Jesus. Just don't forget that not only are you not alone, but that you don't have to pray alone here with Let's Pray in our community. Amen?
Amen. It is so good to be with you all as every week, but the Lord has brought us through another week of quarantine. And we are just grateful, and we have an amazing topic today. Listen, friends, if you want to get in contact with us, there's the number 877-7-LETS-PRAY. You can text that number if you'd like, and I'll receive your text messages and read your prayer requests off. Or you can call that number and speak to a prayer partner. They are standing by. There'll be a real person on the other end. And so we want you to be able to have access to us because you're a part of our family. And we want to just lift God up together. We want to pray today. Isn't that right, Season?
Amen. That's the truth. And speaking of our prayer volunteers, our prayer warriors, we just want to say thank you because they are taking phone calls in their homes, taking time out of their evening to cover us as they normally do in studio, but to cover this community in prayer. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your time and diligence while we've been getting this worked out. 877-7-LETS-PRAY, or as you can see on the screen there, 877-753-8777 to text to reach a member of our prayer community that wants to pray for you as well. Right here on Let's Pray Live on Facebook Live as well. Some of you are joining that way. If you'll send your requests in there, type in the comments below, and we'll be tracking with you throughout the entire hour. We'll be answering those prayer requests as well. So this is the new normal for a while. Don't be upset, please. We ask for your graciousness while we pray. Sometimes we may need to open our eyes as everything is rather visual right now. There's a little bit less of the audio with our phone calls. So thank you so much for being here. Mario, would you mind just opening up with a word of prayer?
Certainly. Let's pray, fam. Father God, we are grateful to be here together. We ask, God, that you would do something special. As we differ in faith, we truly differ in need. And we are in some different times. In fact, no 2 days are the same, even though they may seem like it being at home. But we ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would fall upon us. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, that we might hear from heaven. And that you may heal us. We want to lift our request to you, and you ask us to do it. So we're here just making our request known to you. Thank you for the blessings, and thank you for what you'll do in this program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Mario, we're talking about the helmet of salvation. Recently, yeah, we've been moving through praying and applying the armor of God in our lives. We have spoken about quite a bit of the armor thus far. Took a brief break last week as we observed Easter and all of the beautiful meaning behind the day of resurrection, including the crucifixion of our Lord. We're circling back now, and I just want to take a quick second to read through some of this, some of the word of God pertaining to the armor of God.
Yeah.
With me just a moment. So the armor of God, finally be strong in the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. But I'm going to probably stop at verse 18. So finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness or evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, here's the big part that we've been talking about. Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then in the name of Jesus with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Amen.
Amen.
In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We've worked through that portion of scripture thus far. You may have seen it earlier, but if you didn't, you can go to our Facebook page. I hopped on a little earlier today. Mario and I try to hop on and stay in touch with you guys at Let's Pray Live on Facebook. But today I hopped on and I prayed through this entire thing, applying the armor of God for our community. If you need a little encouragement, hop over to that as well, maybe after the program, and take a look. Personally, I felt lightened, and I felt the presence of the Lord during that prayer time. And I didn't realize how much I personally needed it until we went through it together as a community, for those of you who joined. So the portion that we'll be touching on today is take, verse 17, the helmet of salvation. We'll pause there. That's not the entirety of that particular scripture. But Mario, can you pull that apart just a little bit, please?
Oh, man. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet was a protection. It was a form of protection. And, you know, my first thoughts of it are it's the protection that we needed as humanity, making the decision that our forefathers and mother, Adam and Eve, made, and sending humanity into a bedlam of sin and despondency and really destruction. There's just so much that the helmet protects the head. It protects the mind. But then this says put on the helmet of salvation. And I think, Season, it speaks to how complicated we make salvation. That in our head, in our minds, we have to do some type of work to be saved. And that's an attack from the enemy. But to put that helmet on, the helmet is not just a defense, but it's also the assurance of salvation. That even on the day when I feel like I've messed up the most and the enemy assails me, I have the helmet of salvation. I have the assurance that in 1 John, he says, now, therefore, you are sons and daughters of God. Although it does not appear that you may be, that you are, you know, and so it says, and when he appears, we will be like him. And so the assurance, I put that assurance on as I've accepted Christ, that I am saved and that I don't have to complicate this thing. So those are my thoughts.
Amen. I love it. And the implications of that salvation and everything that it says about who he is, how he feels about us, what he's willing to do. I said in the prayer that I had done earlier, we talked about there's now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I can't help but think of the little scripture song is, behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. I talk for a living. I don't sing for a living. But, I brought a little prop here. He's made us the sons and daughters of God. This is my bicycle helmet. But it's just as an example, folks, look what it protects here. And see the action that I had to do. I had to put it on. And the Word of God talks about putting on the helmet, putting on the new man, taking off the old man. There's some action involved on our part. We're not saving ourselves, but we're reaching out and taking hold of that salvation by the power of God and putting it on. And I think personally that the helmet of salvation has been the one portion of scripture I've had to pray through and think about the most. Okay, so I'm saved. Great. But what are the implications of that? And so that's what I feel like I'm putting on. And all of that is what protects my mind in Christ.
Yeah.
You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Christ. Is that the correct paraphrasing there?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Friends, we need our minds protected lately. I mean, what a battle we are involved in of the mind.
Yeah. Season, before we got to get to these requests, but before then, the scripture said above, as you were reading it, it says, after you've done all you can, stand. All you can do to stand it. Then it says stand. And I just have something in my spirit. If you're watching right now, I just want to say hello to Kalilia, to Ramona, to Denise. If you're watching right now, maybe you're at the point where you've done all you can. And this is for you today. Mm-hmm. You've done all you can. You've tried your best to homeschool. You've tried your best to cook, to clean. You've tried your best to be a good spouse, but you're cooped up and you're quarantined and you don't know what to do. And on top of that, life has not stopped. Bills are still coming in. Diagnoses are still being determined. There are all kinds of things. And you're saying to yourself, I've done all I can to stand. Well, the truth about it is what that scripture is saying. Listen, after you've done everything in your might, then stop and allow God to take it from there. That's if there was a Mario version of the Bible, that's how I'm seeing it. After you've tried your best to homeschool, after Amen. You've tried your best to do that, stop, give it to God and say, listen, this is your responsibility now, God. I've done all I can. According to Ephesians 6, I'm standing in the fact that you are enough when I'm not. So be encouraged yes. today, somebody. If you have a prayer request, please share it with us via Facebook. Please text us 877-7-LET'S-PRAY and share this feed. Maybe you know someone else who's done all they could to stand and they don't know what to do. We want to pray for them as well. So click the share button on this feed and start a watch party. Let's go. Let's get people involved.
Let's do. Guys, I can't tell you what an encouragement it was to pray with you all earlier today. And if I could pass that blessing on to other people, I would do it in an instant. And that is our desire here today, but mostly to glorify the Father's name during this time. He will be glorified, even if the right. rocks have to cry out. Amen? Amen. So I want to say hi to Karis in Jamaica. Karis, we see you on Facebook Live, as well as Joy watching from the Bronx. What's going on? As well as, let's see, Cura. It says, please pray for my son, Tapu. We are going to be praying as well. Donna says, pray for me and the struggles that I face. I feel so alone and my heart hurts. Donna, I'm so sorry that you're feeling that way. Mm. I just want to take a second and acknowledge you and just say that I'm truly sorry. And in my heart, I keep thinking about where the word says that he's closer than a brother. And I remember times sitting by myself and just having to envision him scooting right up next to me because there is something about accepting the truth that he really is next to me, not just some Bible words or some idea that we talk about, but he really is next to you. And if he cares for you and he will never leave you or forsake you. And I pray that that is enough because he is more than enough for us. And so I just pray that he would make that real for you today. Jotil Sanchez says, please pray for my kids and myself, my own mental health during this difficult time. Absolutely. Absolutely. We all need some prayer. Debbie says we need prayers for family problem. Understood. Jesus knows exactly what that is. Petra, I need prayers for every area of my life. Can we just head to toe, Jesus? We need you, Father. We need you, Lord. Judy says, pray for my estranged son. Absolutely, Judy. Jesus knows his name. Abiola says, please pray for me, especially my health challenges. We hear you, Abiola. Kanisha says, my husband, Kevin, is a truck driver. Please pray for him. Can you please tell him we said thank you? Thank you for what he is doing, helping to keep the supply chains open in the name of Jesus. And we just pray that the Lord would bless him in a mighty way. And each of these requests, there are more. We will get to more of these. So know that if you have sent a request in and we haven't gotten to it, we're still tracking with you. That's not all of them. I just want to give Mario a moment to go through some of the text messages as well. Mario?
Certainly. Thanks. We have a lot of these are anonymous, and you can leave anonymous text messages when you text 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And if you call that number, you can also speak with someone. We have a prayer request here that says, I ask for fervent prayer. I'm in crisis. Thank you. Another one says, asking for prayer for financial stability. I lost my job and healing. Please heal that God would heal our land. Her name is Lisa. Lisa, we see your request. She said, here's one, Jessica from Ontario. Please pray for my sister, Eileen, and Elandra, who are nurses working on the front lines, and Jamar, my nephew, who is suspected. It got cut off. I would say maybe that he may have COVID. I'm hoping that's not what it is, but it seems like. Oh, there it is. Yes. Having COVID-19 and has asthma. That's not a good combination, obviously. My Uncle James says, I just wanted you to keep me lifted up in prayer so that I can stay strong. And I want you to know that I'm very proud of you. Thank you, Uncle James. And we're certainly going to lift you up, man. And
We need family. We love you guys.
That's right. That's all I'll speak now so I can cover those requests. Keep those requests coming, fam. Actually, there's one more I want to say, two more. Daphne Murray says, she's on Facebook, please pray for me and my son. I'm at home. She's a home infusion nurse, and her son is a police officer. We are essentials. Mm-hmm. Praying for covering, protection, strength, wisdom to keep maneuvering through these times. My cousin Carol says, I'm asking you to pray for everybody around the world in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the Amen. Last...
I really appreciate... Oh, sorry, Mario, please go ahead.
No. And Sue Ann says, please pray for my cousin Shay. She was diagnosed with COVID and her baby is now sick. Please also pray for my aunt and grandma. So just wanted to cover those there.
That's heavy.
Yeah,
it's heavy, but we serve a mighty God. We really do. I just was going to say, I'm very encouraged to hear people talking about the individual things that they're doing because they represent a slice of our global community. So for every job you're talking about, there are hundreds, if not thousands of people that are shaking their head and saying, oh, me too. Yeah. Please pray for them too. So we appreciate you guys being vulnerable and being honest with us about your life, because it's blessing other people as well, guys. We love you. I want to let you know, Kira, Michelle, Lois, Miles, Cynthia, Nkosua, and Anna, and Joy, and Eric. On Messenger, we see your requests, but because they're sent privately, I'm not going to read them, but I want you to know that we see those requests and we love you guys, and that we are praying for them. And if we haven't answered that just yet, don't worry, we see, and we're going to be getting to you in just a moment here. So, Mario, would you, I think I'd like to start, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, first and foremost, for Mario. Lord, I thank you that I am able to work with a teammate who is in such pursuit after Christ. Lord, I pray that you would bless him and his family in the name of Jesus, all the way down to their puppy, Jesus. Lord, everybody, Lord, I just pray for a hedge of protection around them as well as our entire community. Heavenly Father, I am praying for Kura, and I am praying for Donna, and the struggles that she is facing. Kura's son, Tapu, Father. Karis in Jamaica, Lord, we're praying for the country of Jamaica as well as the Bronx, Lord. And for Chotil and Debbie, and mental health, Heavenly Father, an unspoken family problem that's going on. Petra says she needs prayers for every area of her life. Jesus, I think there are a lot of us that feel that way right now. Heavenly Father, in these moments, my words seem inadequate, but you are not. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I am a broken vessel made complete in you, and that none of this is about me or anything that I can do because I lack. But Lord, I am sitting in the vastness of the need right now for this beautiful community. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to pray. Lord, that you would cleanse me and Mario and help us, Father, to know how and what. And we thank you that you are interpreting on our behalves, that you are interceding for us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to continue praying for Judy and for her estranged son. Jesus, you know him. You know his name. You knit him together all the way down to his DNA and his laminin and every piece of him, Father. You loved him. You love him still. So, Lord, I pray that you would bring him to the end of himself, Father, that you would continue to call him home and that he would hear you and he would return home in the name of Jesus, Lord. Please bless their relationship. Lord, for Abiola, please pray for her, especially her health challenges, she says. Lord, you knew exactly what she was typing the moment she typed it. And Lord, as she's facing these things, I pray that you would strengthen her inner person. Lord, that you would continue to encourage her and build her up and help her to be mighty in faith and mighty in you, Jesus, and by your power. It says in your word that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It says in your word that we will be healed. And then later it says that we are healed, Heavenly Father. So we stand in that and we thank you for salvation, and we're asking for physical healing as well. Lord, thank you for Kevin, who is driving truck, and thank you for a praying wife, Kenesha. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would go before him and prepare his way and help him to stay safe on the road, and that wherever he goes, that your presence would be so thick about him, Jesus, that sickness would move away from him in the name of Jesus. And I ask that for this entire community. Lord, for Marcia, she says, please pray for Jamaica. Heavenly Father, Jamaica, Lord, we pray for a mighty presence in Jamaica, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that chains would be broken, that addictions, that sickness, Father, anything that the sin that so easily ensnares, or that it would be thrown off in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that people in vast numbers all around the globe would turn their hearts towards you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll continue with these requests, and we thank you for this community and the technology that you've provided to be used to glorify your name and to draw people to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, you know that I'm not worthy to approach you in and of myself, but we cling to the blood of Christ. And for that, I ask that there would be power behind our words. And I do not want to rush these prayer requests. I want to lift them up. We ask that you be with Sue Ann, for her cousin Shay, who was diagnosed with COVID, and her baby, who is now sick. Please, and also be with her aunt and her grandmother. You know this family, God. You know what's going on. You see and knew what COVID was going to attempt to do to the entire population. And so, God, she's just asking for covering for her family in the name of Jesus. Please be with Jonathan, who had a prayer request as well for himself. And he has friends that are in critical condition due to COVID-19. Lord, we ask that you would stop by their bedside in the name of Jesus, and that you would raise them up. We don't know what your divine will is, but we know that we can ask, and we ask with boldness. And so we thank you, Lord, for hearing that prayer. We also ask that you be with my Uncle James, as he's recently lost his mother and he is still grieving with that situation. God, I ask that you would please just put your hand over him and hug him, God, in the name of Jesus. Ask for a prayer for Pastor JB and family. We don't know what they're going through, but Lord, please be with him as he is attempting and is your servant. Lord, please be with Candace. She lifts up her children, Lindsay. And she says patients and personnel in doctor's offices as well. One person, anonymous, says asking for prayer to face a situation. God, I ask that you would be with them as they face that situation and give them peace as you help them navigate through it. You are the good shepherd, and you walk us through valleys, even of the shadow of death. And so whatever their situation is, we ask the shepherd that you would show up and help them navigate through it. We ask for Beverly Brooklyn's asking for a breakthrough from anger and hatred. She's quarantined, and she's asking that you would meet her in her quarantine and that you would begin to give her a breakthrough as she wrestles with herself in the midst of this quarantine, God. And so we ask that you did it for Jacob. You helped Jacob empty himself of himself, and he came away with the limp, but he was changed right down to his name. And so be with Beverly, Lord, and do the same, we ask. Jonathan is 19 and depressed with and is dealing with addiction. We ask, God, that you would minister to him. His mother is crying out on his behalf. And then finally, Lord, Lisa is asking for financial stability because she lost her job recently, and so many have lost their employment as well. Lord, cover Lisa and those who are under the sound of my voice that are going through the same thing. Lord, we cry out to you fervently, but we ask in faith, knowing that you will hear us and you will answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? Yeah. Jesus is no joke, friends.
No.
This isn't something that we take lightly. There are real people, real things going on, real sickness, but we serve a real God. Yeah. Imagine if for just a second, he really is everything all of us crazy Jesus people say he is. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, you might be new to this Jesus thing. You might be, you know, 15, 20, 50 years into being a Christian. Jesus is just as big, just as real, and just as needed. No matter where we are in life, we always need him. And I just want to say quickly a special birthday greeting to my grandmother. You guys, today is my grandmother's birthday.
Awesome.
I will not tell a lady's age, and I praise Jesus. She is one of the people who has affected my life with prayer, being an example of prayer. And so I just want to say, Grandma, I love you and thank you for being who you are. And thank you for loving Jesus the way you do. Mario, speaking of people that we appreciate, there has been something very cool happening on Facebook every day on the Hope Channel Facebook page. It's called Small Talk, Big God. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's just on Facebook. It's for our social media community. So hop over there to the Hope Channel Facebook page. It's a daily conversation focused on how people are navigating the COVID-19 pandemic. They're giving tips. They're talking about real topics. It's a powerful time. Weekdays, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. And it's featuring host Pierre Quinn and multiple guests. The guest list changes daily. It's just a dynamic conversation. And, you know, he's often quoted, Pierre, the host, is often quoted as saying, just because we're distanced physically doesn't mean we have to be distanced spiritually. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great time, friends. You should join them. And it's something new that Hope Channel is doing during this time so that we can continue to bring you hope at home and let you know that you are loved and you don't have to pray alone.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Well, we have another scripture coming up.
Listen, family,
we try to infuse the fabric of this program with the word of God. So if you're in need of a scripture and you look at our topic, especially if salvation is something that you've been this topic you've been wrestling with in general, if even we have scriptures every segment. So the one that we have now is Psalms chapter 62, verse 7. And it says, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He's my mighty rock, my refuge. That's one that you can remember. That's one of those memory verses right there.
Yes.
So, you know, any thoughts on that season?
I do. You know what kind of person I am? I'm like, mighty rock, mighty refuge.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, I have to hide behind Jesus all the time. I have needed him desperately in my life. And anytime I feel like I might not need him as desperately, that's just not the truth.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need him 24 hours a day. Sometimes I can sense that desire and that need and that almost desperation. And I praise God for that because it's a gift. My salvation and my honor depend on God.
Yeah.
Mario, I'm thankful for that. He never changes.
That's right.
And if I rest those things about who I am on him, it's solid. My identity is solid in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he's my rock and my refuge.
That's right. And, you know, I'm thinking of those right now. This is a very humbling and for some of us, humiliating time period. Maybe you've recently been laid off and you don't know how to tell your spouse. You don't know what's coming next. You've never been in a situation where you weren't in some type of control of your circumstances. And now you find yourself, in dire straits. Listen, God, it says in our text, Psalm 62:7, he's your salvation and your honor. Your salvation and your honor depend on him. It doesn't depend on your status. It doesn't depend on your how many degrees or letters you have behind your name. Your salvation, not just salvation when he comes back, but that the scriptures are layered. Your salvation from being laid off, your salvation from experiencing COVID-19, your salvation from being the only caretaker who is now quarantined, working with that individual. Whatever you need, you can depend. He's your refuge and your rock, your mighty rock and your refuge. And so I hope that this is encouraging someone. Once again, it's Psalm 62:7. He's your salvation. Your honor depends on him. He's your mighty rock and your refuge.
Yes, I really just, I think rock, because although, you know, earthquakes might be able to shake rocks up, but for me, that's something that's unmovable.
Yeah.
That he's my rock. So if I put everything on him, things like, for example, my roof springing a leak during a recent rainstorm right over my desk where we broadcast and proclaim the truth of the Lord and pray for others to try to encourage people right over the top. And so I have to say, praise Jesus, because if my faith and my grounding wasn't in him, if he wasn't my rock, I might have been shaken by that.
That's right.
But I'm grateful because it's allowed me to readjust my office, to readjust some things, and it's actually better now than it was before. So he's my rock and my refuge.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a thing of plastic up in front of me right now and a big hole in my right in front of me, but listen, we're live.
That's
Let's
it.
Do this thing for Jesus.
That's it. Oh, man. Caesar,
we're okay. Don't worry about us.
Right. Okay. Man, I just want to share this before we jump back into prayer requests. About 2 years ago, a number of things had happened to me in succession.
Yes.
And one of the things that happened was that an inebriated individual ran their car into my house. But instead of going through my house, it actually hit the corner of my house right where the foundation was. And they were telling us that we may not be able to stay in the house very long, but if the foundation's cracked. But they went down there and they saw that the foundation, even though a car, a SUV hit the foundation, it was not cracked. And God was telling me that, Mario, no matter what your family goes through, I am the cornerstone of your life and nothing can crack me. Nothing can move me. It may shift. You may get hit. It doesn't guarantee that you're not going to get hit. But when your foundation is in me, when you make me your cornerstone, then no matter what happens, the foundation will not crack and you will be provided for. And somebody needs to hear that right now, that if you make Christ your cornerstone in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of cancer diagnosis, in the midst of diabetes, in the midst of kidney failure, in the midst of caretaking, in the midst of nursing, in the midst of teaching, being a police officer, you make Christ your cornerstone, and it may shake the foundation, but it will not break it.
Amen. Obedience by Mario, sermons by Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But it's so true. And I praise God for the experiences that he brought you through, not only because you're able to deliver hope today because of Jesus Christ, but at the same time, I got to sit and watch you go through that and learn myself. We've both been through a lot of things, and I just praise God for that struggling.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus for it. And friends, I just want to take a moment to remind you, 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call so that you can speak to a prayer warrior if you need prayer right now. We don't want anything from you. We just want to provide encouragement and hope for you.
Amen.
Okay? So 877-7 Let's Pray for a phone call to talk to somebody, or you can send a message to Mario right now. He's tracking with you. He's going to be praying over those prayer requests. Mm-hmm. You can jump over to Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live and join us there. There are a lot of requests we're going to go over here in just a quick moment. But I want to take a second to let you know that very same phone number, friends, you can leave us a voicemail. We are going through every single one of those voicemails. I just want to say an extra prayer for Vanessa. She's been going through them. Thank you for your diligence and your love for this community, Vanessa. But if you want to, during the week, leave a request and you don't feel like typing, call 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. It's as easy as 123. Select the number in the prompt that applies to what you want, whether it be a voicemail or you have the opportunity to let us know if Let's Pray has impacted your life somehow. We're making something beautiful out of these stories. So please let us know if we have impacted, if Jesus has impacted your life truly through the ministry of Let's Pray and Hope Channel. We would love to hear about it. 877-7 Let's Pray. But let's jump over to these requests, Mario. What do you have?
So I just want to give a shout out to Pastor Michael McDuffie. So good to hear from you, my brother.
Amen.
Yes, he has he has prayed over and prophesied over us so many times. Pastor McDuffie, his prayer request is that he finishes his book, 177 Laws of Might. Pastor McDuffie, we're certainly going to lift you up, man of God. We have Pat Hugh online, Pat Grant online. She didn't give a prayer request, but I just feel in my spirit, Pat, we're going to lift you up. And then jumping over here to these voicemails. Let's see. Grace Hannah is texting in. She did not give a prayer request, but Grace, we see you. We're going to lift you up. Charles, he says, I want to say thanks for the prayer partner who prayed for me online. And I thank God for what he's doing and the petition that he's able to give in Jesus' name. And so we see you, Charles, and thank God for our prayer team. We love our prayer team. That's all I have for right now, Season. So keep on sending those text messages in.
All right, friends, I am going to read through a list of names here. I believe that it's comforting to hear your name called on behalf or called to the Father. So I want you to know these are some of the voicemails that we have received recently. And I want you to know Jesus wants you to know that he hears you and he sees you. So prayer for cousin Javon at the hospital from an anonymous request. Kimberly, Norma, an anonymous friend, is asking for prayer for the depression that she's experiencing. Irene, another anonymous, calling for her friend Nicole, whose mother passed away yesterday. This was as of Thursday, so she has been mourning all week. Jean, Wilma, Joy, Henry. Henry is on a special mission. He's calling people at random in the name of Jesus. He is apparently a COVID-19 survivor and is seeking to encourage others, and that his request is that we would pray for him to have the Holy Spirit to know what to say to people when they answer. Sandra, Michelle, Georgia, Emma, Geraldine, praise God. We're praying for you guys. These are the voicemails that we've been receiving. Erin says she has a praise report. She called yesterday, this is earlier this week, that her sister has been missing. She called the police and they found her. Thank you, Jesus. She's in a mental hospital, so she's receiving some treatment. She's got some things that are going on, but she's been found and she's safe. Praise Jesus. Aldo is asking for prayer requests as well. And Pat says anxiety, depression, and she just really is pleading on behalf of the community to reach out and to pray for her. Julian and Rita, you guys, the names go on and on and on. And that is up to just a couple of days ago. I've got more voicemails to go over in just a second. But at the risk of hearing my voice a little bit longer, friends, I want to mention Marsha's request. She's praying for Jamaica. I think we might have talked about Marsha. However, Dorset says, please pray for my daughter and myself that we would look up because our redemption draweth nigh and stay faithful in this sign of the time. That's a good reminder. Also, I just skipped a couple pages. I apologize. That's right. There are a couple of pages of these Facebook requests. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Erica says, please pray for Jamaica and my son. Erica, we love you. We just appreciate your faithfulness in this community. Chuck says, please pray for complete and total deliverance from the grip of fear during this season. That's a big amen. Chuck, we hear you. Excuse me, I'm just making one adjustment here. Bernadette says, please pray for my son, Roddy, that God will remove his unfaithful girlfriend out of his life or convert her heart in the name of Jesus, that he will feel the need for God in his life. Laura says, please pray for healing for my vocal cords that were damaged during my surgery in December from thyroid cancer. The thyroid has 19 lymph nodes. They were removed and my surgeon scraped off the cancer from both vocal cords and nerves. I am cancer-free, praise God. But until both vocal cords heal, I will not have full breathing capacity. That's very interesting. And I have issues swallowing and do not have my normal voice. I praise and thank God for the healing he's already given me. Amen. And thanks for praying for me. Thank you for sharing your life with us, you guys. This is the largesse of this. I'm not sure exactly the right word, but how big this is. It's not lost on Mario and I. And we need your prayers as well, because we are honored to be a part of this ministry and we take it very seriously. Yeah. I want you to know, Philir, Claudie, Chuck, Nicola, we see you guys. We see these requests. There are more to go over, Mario, but I'd like to give you a moment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to lift up. Someone was saying that their marriages, pray for marriages that are hurting, pray for individuals that have children with special needs. And there's some other ones here that I'm just going to go ahead and lift up during prayer. So I just want to call those names out. So, you know, I know time
Good
is
call,
ticking
Maria.
Away. So,
Good call.
Yeah. So I will go ahead if that's okay and begin prayer and then you can end.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray, family. Father God, we lift up all of the names that have texted or called or even left voicemails by whatever means, Lord. But there are just a few here and we wish we could name all of them. But Lord, we just want to lift up the marriages that are hurting during this time. Whatever quarantine, whatever issue you had before quarantine, you certainly have it during it and it's magnified. And so, Lord, be with those couples, Lord. May this time be a time of reckoning where they're able to sort things out, where they're able to make tough, have tough conversations, but also with progress in mind, Lord. And so minister to those married couples, Lord. Also be with a dear brother in Christ who's lifting up his wife in Liberia, Africa, who is a nurse along with her colleagues who have contracted COVID-19, they're on the front lines. And now they're dealing with the very virus that they're combating. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would minister to them. They have done so much for you. I think about Paul. He went through so much. He was not exempt from trial and tribulation, but you delivered him from them all. And please do that for these nurses and the nurses and doctors and health first responders on the line right now in the name of Jesus, all over the world. Then, Lord, be with Tishan as she's trying to finish and write a book. Please give her the ability to focus and to do that. Please be with Pastor McDuffie, his family, his ministry. He is a man of God and he has done so much and is doing so much for his community. He wants to finish his book. Lord, please give him the focus during this quarantine to be able to get it done. Lord, we ask that you be with Brother Andre, his daughters, Faith and Lily. He is a great father. I know him. And I just pray, Lord, that you be with his daughters as they are grown and growing and doing their thing, Lord. But may they be in connection with you and may you protect and keep them as they are doing whatever you've called them to do, Lord. And just cover our community, God. There's so much going on, but we want to declare our faith in you even when we don't see how you're going to deliver. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to take a moment to agree with Mario in prayer, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would be with me now as I continue to pray on behalf of this community. Father, I want to thank you for Dorset and for Joy, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this community as a whole, but for these two ladies writing in asking for prayer for her daughter and herself, that they would look up and remember your redemption, Lord. And that's what we're talking about, the helmet of salvation. Lord, help us to pause and to fully contemplate what it means and what it says about who you are. And then after that, Lord, about who we are, Lord, and in that order, Jesus, thank you for how much you love us and the sacrifice, Lord, of your salvation. As well, Father, I want to lift up another family member, Elle, that said that she has, I think, four family members who are diagnosed with COVID-19. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would conquer this sickness in their lives. But Father, in the midst of it, that they would be drawn closely to you, that you would increase their strength and their faith in a mighty way, Lord, that they would see you in every aspect of this moment in their lives. And Jesus, that there would be a quickening in their hearts and their spirits, Lord, knowing that you have inclined your ear towards them and that you love them immensely, Father. Lord, I thank you for Erica. She says, please pray for Jamaica and my son. Lord, it's an honor to pray for the country of Jamaica and for the entire globe at this point, Lord. We are in service to this world that you have made. And Jesus, we ask that your power, that your life, that your healing, Lord, would go out in a mighty way, that people would see you in the help and not in the sickness, Lord, but in the midst of the sickness, Jesus, that they would also see you during that time. Lord, we lift up Chuck, and he says that he would like complete and total deliverance from the grip of fear during this season and for a hedge of protection around the people of God. And Lord, may I be so bold, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to bind the enemy in the spirit of fear. Father, beat back the enemy during this time. Lord, we pray that your salvation would protect the minds of your people, that they would take hold of that, and that they would place that over their minds in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bind fear, but we loose freedom and courage and strength, Father, and fortitude. Lord, it says in your word that you set your face like flint, Lord. I thank you for that image, Lord. And I pray that you would help us to do the same, because Lord, there is a possibility, it says so in your word, that things will get worse. They will become more difficult. And Lord, I don't say that to be a discouragement. I say that so that we might ready ourselves, because we are on the battlefield. We have been drafted, Lord. Otherwise, why would we need armor? Heavenly Father, Lord, help us to walk in your strength, in your fullness, in your power, and in your might, Jesus. Lord, help us to move in faith. To breathe in faith, Father. Let nothing turn us away. Help us not to grow faint and not become weary, to continue doing good in the name of Jesus. Lord, the emotions and the fear and all of these things are real, but they are not necessarily the truth. Not unless it coincides with what your word says to be the truth. And so, Lord, I pray that we would know your word during this time. And Lord, for Bernadette and her son, Roddy, that you would work a miracle in the relationship that he has with his girlfriend, whatever your will might be, Lord, because I believe that you would like that none should perish. And so we're praying for her salvation as well, Lord, whether they're together or not, but also for Roddy, that he would have a deep desire for you in his life. And Lord, for Laura, everything going on with her vocal cords, Jesus, and the healing that she needs, we ask that you would touch her throat, Father, Lord, that she would be able to swallow and speak and breathe properly in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we don't want to forget this moment. We don't want to let this moment pass by without praising you that she is cancer free. What a miracle that is, Lord. Thank you for the doctors and for the skills and the talents that you have given them. And Lord, their obedience and executing, Father, in excellence. So we thank you for these things. And we lift up the rest of these requests that we see. There's so many, Father, but we're so grateful for you that you see every single one of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Man. We've got about a little more time left, a little bit of time left. We just wanted to let you know you can still text us, 8777, let's pray. You can call that number and speak with a live prayer partner. We will see those texts in real time. So give us your prayer requests, and certainly you can put them there on the Facebook feed. Tell somebody about Let's Pray so that they can have community as well. Season, we have a scripture here. One of our last, 1 Peter verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And I think this is a powerful one because I think all of us can relate. It says, though you have not seen him, talking about Jesus and talking about God, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end results of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I think that we can all relate there, Season. We have never seen him. I've never seen God. I've never heard an audible voice from him, though some claim to have. I have not. But there we have, by loving him, by seeing him, we're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for we're receiving the end results of our faith, the salvation of our souls. And at the end of the day, that's what we want, is we want the salvation of God. Isn't that right?
It's true. At the end of the day, that is what matters. Yeah. Above and beyond that, we would like some of our circumstances and surroundings or even us to change in those. But salvation is it. I mean, salvation's the goal. I really like the part where it says you're filled with an inexpressible joy and comma for. And to me, it's like, because you're receiving. So the reason that we can have and be filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, just in case you're not experiencing that today during a COVID-19 global pandemic.
Right.
Here's why. Because we can contemplate, again, there's the contemplation of his salvation, that helmet of salvation, right? Which protects our minds, that glorious and inexpressible joy. For get excited about this. We're receiving the end result of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
Ah, man.
And if that doesn't blow your hair back, that's okay. No judgment here. But my next question would be, why? Why don't you ask Jesus why? That's not having as powerful of an impact as it could be, so that it could give you inexpressible joy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just talk to Jesus about that. Let's start the journey and find out why and ask him to help us in that. There's another form of prayer for us. Let's ask him why and say, Jesus, I don't, but could you help me? And he'll say, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's our Jesus. Amen.
That's right, Season. We're, you know, so many of us look back on in the scripture and we say, why can't we have Jesus touching us and healing us and doing this in the physical presence? But the real miracle in 2020 is that you could have contracted COVID-19 and still be at peace. That you could be quarantined and not lose your mind. There is power available to us. If he's promising joy and peace, regardless of circumstance, like you said, we've got to kneel down. We've got to stop and take some time and say, God, we want those things. What is it that I need to do in order to obtain those things? What is it? How is it that we need to relate in order to obtain those things? Because he promises them not just when it's sunny outside, but when you can't even go outside, when you can't go to the store without a mask on, whatever the case is, those are when those intangible miracles take place, peace and joy. Man, we've got about 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. We want to get some more prayer requests in. Isn't that right?
We sure do. We sure do. And Mario, just before we move, excuse me, I apologize, friends. To that, I want to remind friends that we are live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Time right now. Yeah. And don't forget, you guys, we really want to pray with you. We really would like there to be a sense of community because we are together here. HopeTV.org/watch, the Hope Channel app, all of the streaming services, DirecTV, Channel 368. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to connect, there's a way to do it. So 877-7 Let's Pray. We have a few minutes left. Mario, why don't you let us know what some of those text messages are?
Certainly. Someone said, please pray for the Walter family in Georgia. Someone said, please pray for siblings in our family, especially Kyle, Brandon, and Brianna, who are away in school. So I know it just sounds like there's some separation there. And they're not able to access their family members right now, siblings. And so one more, please pray for my dad, Leonard Johnson. He had COVID-19, but no longer has it. Praise God. but he's still in the hospital on oxygen. Pray for salvation and complete recovery. So we see that prayer request there, Season.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Mario, I apologize for not jumping right in. I was reading.
This is
from one of our community members. Her name is Janie. She says, please pray, say a prayer for my sister. Her name is Chandra. She is going through depression since the loss of her mother and now being alone so much due to COVID-19. She is probably the third or fourth person I've heard that has experienced a recent loss in the family and now is experiencing loneliness due to the quarantine or the nature of, you know, thinking and feeling that we're alone. So we want to lift up Chandra. We want to say hi to Susanna and April, as well as Wilma. So many friends watching. We're Mario and I like to host watch parties.
Right.
And then at the same time, we're also tracking with the Facebook Live comments. I want to say hello to Claudie and to Chuck, as well as Nicola. We see your prayer requests, just a moment or two left. And then I also want you to know Renee, Aaron, Emmy, Fatima, Elle, Regini, Ruth, Helen, Elaine, Brigitta, Musu, and Jonah, Edward, Joy, Bibi, Chris, Barbara, Caroline, and Debbie. You guys, just a couple more names. I just want to honor these requests. Marsha, Linda, Connie, and Marie Chantal. Bless you guys in the name of Jesus. I see every one of these requests. Please know, I'm not just saying this. I will be reading through and praying over every single one of them. Also, we're going to be covering you in a moment here as well. So I know we think we have about 4 minutes left. Is that accurate?
Maybe about two.
Maybe two. Oh, goodness.
Two minutes.
Yeah, maybe 2 minutes. That's
there
right.
We go.
Mario, why don't you start?
Sure. Father, you know the requests that we've seen. You know the individuals who have contracted COVID-19. You know the struggles that everyone is facing at this time. It is. We just ask that you minister to them, God, that you keep them and that you keep this community alive, that we're able to meet together. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to jump in and thank you for this community and for you, Lord, because without you, none of this would be possible. So we thank you for each and every request that's come in, Lord, and the honor of being able to bear one another's burdens and to thus fulfill the law of Christ, lifting up Chandra specifically in the name of Jesus, as well as all of the other names that were called out, Lord. I pray that you would lift a spirit of depression and anxiety and fear. And for those who are dealing in mourning loss, Lord, all over the globe, we pray that you would be with them and speak into the place where there are no words in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Friends, we have a promise of the day. We like to leave you with a little bit of encouragement, and we're about 45 seconds. Let's do this thing, Mario.
Yeah.
It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
That's it. Everyone. And his salvation, is layered. So he'll save you when you need your bills paid, whatever the case is, but it'll save you eternally as well. That's the God
Layers.
That we serve.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Praise
That's right.
Jesus. All right, you guys, we love you. We just, real quick, Heavenly Father, please be with this community until we meet again. And we thank you, Father. We'll see everyone on Sabbath at Hope at Home in the name of Jesus. Amen. You guys, Amen. Let's Pray truly is the place where you don't have to pray alone. And we love you. Remember, God loves you too.